We're doing the Ahavat Chesed. We're up to page Reish Yud Zayin. If you want to follow inside, Reish Yud Zayin. And standard edition page Reish Pei Hei in the Rav Zalingman edition. And the Chafetz Chaim had written that there's a mitzvah which today people seem to neglect, and that is the mitzvah of accompanying the guest after the guest left our home, what the Gemara calls Livaya. And the Chafetz Chaim had said, "Uvifratim arvach eno yodei teva derech," specifically, if the guest doesn't really know the way well, "Vaderech mitparesh lekama netivot," you see it on top of the page where you have a footmark. And the path divides into different ways where you have to choose which way to go. Mitzvah rabbi lelech ito la'arot lo. So then there's a big mitzvah to accompany the guest and show him which way to go. Or al kol panim levarer lo etiv kedei shelo yikashel ba, or make sure to give him good directions so the guest doesn't err in his travels. Uzchuto shelai shauk shemlave et chavero umore lo ader shelo yikashel gadol mod mod. And the merits of the person who accompanies his friend and guides him so that he doesn't err. So that person gets tremendous wages. Ki zehu ikar mitzvat levaya. This is the essence of the mitzvah of accompanying a guest. The Yalefata Magmara Godan mitzvat levaya. The Talmud over there derives how great the mitzvah of accompanying a guest is from the verse midichtiv, as it says, "Vayiru hashomrim ish yotze min ha'ir." Remember, they were surrounding the city of Luz, and they couldn't figure out how to penetrate the city, and they saw a person leaving the city. Vayomru lo, and they said to the man, "Hareinu nat mevo'ir, you show us the secret, how we enter the city." Vasinu imecha chased, and we will do kindness with you. Vayarem et mevo'ir, he showed them how to get into the city. Ve'ekut er lefichare, and then they conquered the city. Ve'teish ve'et kol mishpachto shilechu, and they let the man and his family escape unharmed. Ve'ne'emar, and the verse says, ve'elcha yisher tzachitim, the man went to the land of the Hittites, and he built the city, and he gave it the same name as the previous city. He called it Luz. Tana, so the Talmud says, that's the city of Luz that no one dies in, until they get sick and tired of living, and then they leave the city and they die. That's the city, he Luz, Sheba Sancheriv Elo Bilbila, that Sancheriv, even though he scattered every other city in the city of Luz, he didn't exile them. Even though Nebuchadnezzar conquered Israel and destroyed all of Israel, that city he didn't touch. And the angel of death, he too has no right to enter the city of Luz. But the elders, when they get tired of living, they leave the city and then they die. And then the Talmud continues and says, how much should we learn from this? Look at this person. He wasn't Jewish. He didn't speak. He didn't walk. He simply motioned with his finger how you could enter the city. He caused himself and his children to the end of the generations, they have salvation in that city. If someone accompanies his friend using his feet, walking his friend and giving him directions, how much more so that he'll get wages for taking the time and investing the effort to see to it that his friend finds the right way to go. So the Chafetz Chaim quotes this with regards to the mitzvah of Levaya, but we can also apply this concept to the concept of giving directions. Someone stops you on the street and asks you how to get somewhere. So that's the same concept. Even though he wasn't a guest in your home, it's the same idea. You take the time, you show him. Or as we quoted, the Jerusalem custom to walk the person and take him to the place. So that's this big mitzvah of Levaya that the Chafetz Chaim says the merits are that a person gets longevity and it's a good wages for himself and his generations for years to come.